Don't engage alone. We do this together.
Somebody clip this movie.
Welcome to Under Two Capes. I am Jared. I'm here with Nick from the Phoenix Press. What's up, brother?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. Been playing some Peak Starfield. It's an inside joke between me and Nick. The reason why I like it is because it's basically a Halo RPG, and I desperately need a Halo replacement right now. But so today's episode, I teased it last week. We're going to be discussing DC characters that can fit in the Christopher Reeve Superman universe. Now, again, to be clear, DC characters, they could be heroes and or villains or just civilian characters. I don't care.
Jared, can we get the okay.
Just one sec. And they can be heroes and or villains. Just they have to be DC characters. What's up, Nick?
Can we get the obvious one, the one we're both going to say?
Well,
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
In that case, do you want me to go first?
No, I just want to get the obvious one out of the way, the ones that are going to be on both.
Well, I got a bunch of obvious ones if you want me to go first.
No. I'm just going to say Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, first off. Like, that's like the big obvious one.
There you go.
Like, not just Wonder Woman stuff, but her version of Wonder Woman would perfectly fit.
Yeah, I would say, because that was basically the Christopher Reeve Wonder Woman, if you will.
See, and then the question to me is, you basically have a choice between two different Batmen. You have Adam West and you have Michael Keaton, which I kind of feel like the Adam West version would suit better for the reboot.
The problem is DC already made that choice for us. In the comics, they said that the Christopher Reeve Superman and the Michael Keaton's Batman are on the same Earth.
Well, this is our reality, so
the other problem is that they also said that Carter exists in the same world as Adam West. So I'm like, okay, well, I would honestly go with... I went with Keaton because Superman, he can basically have that whole Superman thing where he goes, you're not supposed to kill people. Except this being told by Christopher Reeve.
Imagine a trinity, Keaton, Reeve, Carter.
People have tried to make that, and it's really cool. Another one I got is a Green Arrow. Because I would love for Oliver Queen to make fun of Lex Luthor for being a corporate industrialist.
Question: which version? Like, Ed, would you pick any live action version, or would it just be like comic version?
Comic version.
Imagine Stephen Amell's Green Arrow meeting
in the Christopher Reeves universe. That'd be interesting.
No, okay. So speaking of green, I'm gonna do a wild pick.
All right, go ahead.
Green Hornet.
Wait, what? First off, that's a DC character?
Kind of, but not really. The reason I say that is in Batman 66, there was a crossover with Green Hornet and Batman.
But is Green Hornet himself a DC character?
I don't know. I'm going to hazard and say no, but... I'm using the justification.
Because the requirement for this assignment is that I admire your ingenuity, Nick.
And if I fail, I'm going to be like, well, at least I tried.
Green Hornet, is it controlled by DC or Marvel? So, you failed.
I have failed this city.
But it's fine. I mean, let me put it this way. I'll make an exception if you can give me a really good justification.
Well, I did say citing the 66 crossover where you had Kato fighting Robin, you know,
Yeah, but by that logic, I could technically say Godzilla.
Okay, then fine. Godzilla's in the
King Godzilla would actually be really fun. That'd be really funny. But it's the dude in a suit, Godzilla, and the Power Rangers can show up too.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would love that. But another character. But
let's be serious. Yeah.
Another character I had in was Hal Jordan. Now, we're doing this under the assumption that CGI is not a factor. In other words, it would look good. It wouldn't be also, like. Yeah, go ahead.
In the Christopher Reeve universe, Top Gun is the origin story of Hal Jordan.
That's the way it works. What we actually didn't know is that Pete was actually Hal Jordan the entire time. He was under the witness protection program. It's the same reason why Miguel from Cobra Kai is, in fact, Jaime Reyes the entire time.
You need to make a video about that.
I'm gonna make that, and I'm gonna start making a series of videos on these characters in other shows, or actually these DC characters under witness protection.
Those would be great videos, and I want to participate. But all right, so my next character, Booster Gold.
Hell yes, dude, that is an excellent pull, because he is more or less a Superman character, and by the way. I can't wait for us to get to the Justice League Unlimited episode where it's a Booster Gold centric one. I think that's in season one. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene, a kid asks him for an autograph, and then he signs it, and the kid goes, I thought you were Green Lantern. Booster would definitely work. In fact, in the 52 series that came out after Infinite Crisis, when Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman went on vacation, Booster Gold basically took over as the main superhero Metropolis. So this could be Superman is going on a vacation with Diana. Yes, I said Diana and not Lois. And Booster Gold says, go ahead, Supes and Wendy. I'll take care of this.
Okay, I got another villain for you.
Okay.
Roxy Rocket.
Who's that?
She's a BTAS villain. But
she's a Batman villain.
Honestly, she kind of works better as a Superman villain. I don't know why they have her as a Batman villain, because like she feels more like a Superman villain, honestly.
And by the way, I was at that moment, I was doing my best impression of the annoying part of the fan base that keeps saying, Deathstroke can't be in a Batman movie. He's a Titans villain. And I go, who cares?
By that logic, Cyborg can't be on the Justice League because he's already on the Titans.
Oh, trust me, there were plenty of people that didn't like that Cyborg was on the Justice League.
By that logic, you can't have the Kingpin show up in Daredevil because he's a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, I know. They're so inconsistent. But the thing is, so my next character... And this is my last one because we went through one and two earlier. Bizarro would be my villain. Bizarro Christopher Reeves.
We kind of got that with Superman 2 a little bit.
Kind of, but actually Bizarro. And no, Radioactive Man doesn't count. Or no, Nuclear Man.
I was talking about like the evil doppelganger kind of thing.
I know, but this would be more. This would be exactly Bizarro in that like Lex Luthor tries to clone Superman, and then he Bizarro actually talks like Bizarro Superman.
I have the perfect one. You're gonna love this.
What?
Okay. So the real villain of Superman 3 is Metallo, played by Malcolm McDowell in the 80s.
Who was Malcolm McDowell again?
The voice of Metallo in Superman the Animated Series.
Oh, cool! That would actually work.
Also, really well. He's been in a bunch of other things like Clockwork Orange, Star Trek.
Oh, and by the way, if I couldn't have Tom Cruise play Hal Jordan, I would have Michael Biehn from Aliens play Hal Jordan.
Wasn't he also Kyle Reese in Terminator?
And Kyle Reese, exactly.
Yeah, I could see him playing Hal
because he's used to fighting aliens.
I gotta be honest though, looks wise, he looks more like a Kyle Rayner to me. I think he'd be better as Kyle.
I think at the time Kyle was Green Lantern, or like We could make him Kyle. It's totally fine. And by its
pronounced, he almost. I swear, they base their image of Kyle Rayner off of him.
Most likely, yeah. And I could totally buy him be like an artist and all that stuff. So yeah, we'll make it. I'll change mine. Kyle Rayner.
Hmm.
So there you go. That would be bringing that Green Lantern.
Oh, thing. If we're doing 80s casting, can we have Linda Hamilton play Big Barda?
Oh hell yes!
Like 80s, oh. Like late 80s, early 90s casting. Imagine Linda Hamilton
excellent
as Big Barda.
Excellent pull. Oh, Sigourney Weaver plays Queen Hippolyta.
Yes. Orson Welles voices Darkseid.
Yes. Oh, are you kidding me? Unicron voicing Darkseid. Hell yes. These are excellent choices.
We need to do more of these, like casting as if it's in like a certain time period, because these are really fun.
90s Samuel L. Jackson as Cyborg.
No.
He's John Stewart.
Maybe. Even then, he's a little bit too old. Okay. Actually, Will Smith is John Stewart. 90s Will Smith is.
I could see that. Yeah, because he basically played a John Stewart-like character in Independence Day.
And Men in Black. He played a space cop!
Nick, I swear, and if I were doing the Will Smith Green Lantern movie, at one point he would punch an alien and go, "Welcome to Earth."
Yes, that would happen.
Yeah, it would absolutely have to happen. And in terms of Jessica Cruz, who would play a good Jessica Cruz at that time period? Because you know I gotta include my girl,
Rosie Perez. I'm trying to think of like Latina actresses that
actually. Vasquez from Aliens could do a pretty decent job.
No, she's perfect.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That works. Those would be like a lot of the castings for our stuff.
Okay, in the 80s, who would you have play Green Arrow? That's a good question.
That I was about to touch on that. In the 80s, Bill Paxton.
Game over, man! Game over!
I know, right? He knows how to play an annoying character. By the way, I was reading some Blue Beetle comics, some Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle. There was this fantastic moment. So Jaime is talking about Infinite Crisis, and he's teaming up with Black Canary and Green Arrow. And then Black Canary turns to Green Arrow and goes, "Not so tough when you can't whine about the environment, are ya?" It was such a great moment.
Oh,
but yeah, by the
like
way,
you're kind of going in out there.
By
the way, my pick, if we're in the 80s, to play Granny Goodness, Lillian Gish.
Okay.
Like you know who that is. Like he's the first lady of cinema. Like her like she was still active in the 80s. Like she was
I don't know who I don't know who that is, Nick. Remember, I'm young.
Well, she's okay. So I think she died before even I was born. But her acting career goes all the way back to like the 19-teens. Like she was in Birth of a Nation. She was in like a lot of those classic films. And she was acting up until the 80s. I remember, like, she was in, like, this film in the 80s. So like, if you do it, like, in the early 80s, you could have gotten Lillian Gish to play Granny Goodness.
Who'd you cast as Black Canary?
My first thought was Carmen Electra, but she's not that good.
I could see her more playing Talia.
No, she's not that good of an actress.
Okay.
Phoebe Cates.
Who was that?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I didn't watch that, Nick. Remember?
Have you seen Gremlins?
No.
This is the problem with the 80s. If I name actors and actresses, you're like, who?
Yeah, because I wasn't watching movies back then because I was just a spec.
Jared, Google Phoebe Cates and then put it on screen. Yeah. You know. Because I'm just trying to think of like 80s actresses, which I have somewhat of a knowledge of.
Oh, her. Is it too much to ask for someone that's blonde?
Okay. Carrie Fisher.
Princess Leia's Black Canary. I could see that.
Because remember, hilarious. Like she was like, yeah. Oh.
By the way,
Harrison Ford as Ollie.
Okay, I could maybe see him as an older Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That would be hilarious.
Or what if they casted Harry? Okay. If we're not gonna do Michael Keaton as Batman, who would you cast? Like Harrison Ford.
If I can't go with any of the actors that have played Batman, mm-hmm. honestly. Okay, bear with me on this. Michael Biehn could actually play a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I think he could probably do that.
He could probably play a good Batman.
What if Michael Ironsides plays Alfred?
Okay, that works. And I don't know, Nick. I have a really wild card one for you. Mm-hmm. Really out of left field. You'll never expect this one.
Oh, dear God. It's going to be obvious.
Mark Hamill playing the Joker.
I hate you.
you would never see that coming, right? It's never been done before.
All right, who plays the Flash in this scenario? Bill Paxton could have played the Flash, honestly.
You could. He could have played Barry. That's a good question. That's a good one, actually.
I think Bill Paxton could have played Barry.
If not, we can always bring in John Wesley Shipp.
I mean, he was still a little bit green at that time. I think he was the Flash. Yeah, because remember, he went straight from soap operas to the Flash, so.
Okay.
I mean, he could have. I'm sure he would have gladly taken the role. Trying to think here. So obviously, Linda Carter's playing Wonder Woman.
We're not screwing with that. Plus, I could see Linda Carter and Christopher Reeve together. That is key.
That's your super wonder right there.
That is the 1-2 punch, baby, right there.
Trying to think of, the new Teen Titans were really popular during this time. So if they're doing a whole DC universe in the 80s, you know they're going to do Teen Titans. Like, that's going to be a priority.
Who plays Nightwing then?
That is a good question. That's
a tough one.
Like, I'm going through my Rolodex of like teen actors. Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, that'll be
80s Robert Downey Jr.
So he's Iron Wing, is what you're telling me.
Shut the frick up. Either that or Patrick Dempsey. I think Patrick Dempsey could have.
Either of those are fine. Who would play Starfire?
Phoebe Cates?
Okay, that I could see. Who would play Batgirl?
Okay.
/ Oracle, because I think at this point she was Oracle. I think.
Oracle wasn't until late 80s, but...
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Tiffany? The singer, because like, she's a redhead. Looks-wise, she could be Batgirl.
Okay, I don't know who that is, though.
You know the song, I Think We're Alone Now?
No.
All right, just look up Tiffany Singer, you'll see it. Looks-wise, I think she's fine.
Yes, she's fine. And Nick and I do not believe in gendercide. We do not support that, so it has to be a redhead.
I mean, they could always dye the hair or wig, but still, like...
It's cheating, then.
But you got to admit, Tiffany,
She could play that. Now, let me ask you this. Which movie, if we were to do a Christopher Reeve Justice League movie, that's what I'm calling it, what Superman movie would this take place after? Because I vote we consider 3 and 4 not canon.
Well, I think we've already agreed that 3 is going to be a Metallo movie with Malcolm McDowell. Oh, so
that's better. Mm-hmm.
So let's just end the trilogy there, with Metallo, Malcolm McDowell. Because honestly, if you're going to do a 4th movie, did Parasite exist in the 80s?
Let me look that up. That is an excellent question.
Because like, I could see Parasite being the 4th movie villain. Or
honestly, there were a lot of
Either that or Darkseid. Either that or lead up to Darkseid.
Maybe. So let me see. Parasite was created. Oh, interesting enough, by Jim Shooter. In the 60s. So yes, we could use Parasite.
The other fourth movie idea is like a lead up to a Justice League movie. With Orson Welles as Darkseid.
Mm-hmm. That could work. And we could do. Now, is this a forming of the Justice League movie, or are we just going to say they've already been formed? It's just Superman and the people. Metropolis never mentioned them.
Well, in Superman 3, I'd start dropping like references to the other heroes, like, because by that time we're starting to do the other movies.
I would start it off with Superman with Clark Kent nervously walking into the Daily Planet to break up with Lois Lane.
Actually, here's what I would do.
Actually, no, wait.
No. I got one because
Nick, wait. You make this a Kingdom Come movie and the Joker blows up the Daily Planet.
No, that's too early for that. Here's what I would do. So what you do is Superman 4 comes out in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
This is after Batman 89. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so basically, this is basically your BVS. Your Superman 4, you're basically doing BVS, and you get your trinity of Keaton, Carter, and Reeves.
I like that. That would actually be really fun.
And basically, it literally called Batman v Superman, Dawn of the Trinity. And basically, you bring back Linda Carter as Wonder Woman.
And then the villain instead of Doomsday is Parasite. No, because think about this. Then they can't punch the villain as they normally would. They have to actually tactically think and coordinate their attacks and act like a team.
What if it's the Legion of Doom?
See, that... I would do that after the Darkseid movie as a palate cleanser.
Actually, I feel like Legion of Doom she could come before, because Darkseid is kind of a big escalation over. Like, it's kind of, like, I feel like it's better to do Legion of Doom beforehand.
So we're basically doing the Snyderverse, but with these actors. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Well, that works. It was a fantastic story.
All right, so who's on our Legion of Doom in this scenario?
All right,
so
real quick, I will say, I think we're getting the animated version of the Snyderverse, because Zach showed up at an animation studio for a secret project. I don't care.
I mean, did I not say that was the most likely scenario?
You did, and honestly, dude, that was the most genius scenario, because you don't need to bring people... It's the cheapest and the best option, really, because granted, I would love live action, but you can get there's very, very, very little keeping the original actors from coming back in that case, because all I have to do is record a voice and email it to someone.
Okay. Here's the thing. A lot of the DC movies have been showing up on Netflix recently. So we know there's open communication.
Like Wonder Woman 1984.
Also, we know that like Netflix can easily spin up an animation of this movie. The actors, it'll be really easy to get them into the studio. And honestly, it's probably an easy sell for Warner Bros. To be like, because like animation, but by virtue of being animated, I love how this just became like an entirely different show. Like,
but Nick. This is the Comics League. We try and fit Zack Snyder into every single episode.
That is very true.
You should know this by now.
Oh, I do. It just seems like a very likely scenario. Like logic, and the logic is just so friggin' sound. Plus, like it's easy to see. Like, oh, this is like there's no confusion because it's animated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, James Gunn did say he wanted to do animation, but there's more of a separation because not only is it animated, it's on a different streaming service.
So does that mean we can make the suit green and animated?
As a matter of fact, yes, it does. Now, granted, if we get live action, awesome. I am totally down for that, obviously. If we ended up only getting animation and Zach says that this is the best we can do, I'm totally down with that Let's do it.
And if you do animation, everyone will be there.
Yes. Yes. Literally, you can bring back everyone because I want to stress this again. All the actors have to do is go into a recording booth, record all their lines. It will take a day at max.
Like, you know,
someone, and then they're done.
You know that if Zach called up Henry, be like, hey, we're doing an animated, just yes.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%.
Like, he would do it in a heartbeat because, A, it's Zach. Like, plus his animation, so he doesn't even have to do the suit again. So, like, it's an
now,
easy sell.
Now, here's a crazy idea. Imagine they turn this into a mini series, but it's animated, so it's like Justice League Unlimited, but it's the Snyderverse.
Snyderverse Unlimited.
Yes, yes. That is honestly a fantastic. Okay, you know what?
Also,
that's the next. That's Under Two Capes next week.
I will say, if they replace Jared Leto's Joker with Mark Hamill, I would not be mad.
See, I don't think Zach's going to do that because he'll bring back all the actors.
Yeah, continuity, I get it. But, like, oh my god, like, okay. Since it's animation in the Snyderverse, what characters do you want to see come back played by who?
Well, obviously, all the original Justice League cast. Mm-hmm. Wayne T. Carr as Green Lantern.
No, I'm talking about new characters.
New characters, that's a good question. The female Furies. I don't.
Gina Carano voicing Big Barda.
I don't think Warner Brothers would go for that because everyone in Hollywood is still buying the BS narrative about Gina Carano.
I don't think Zach believes it, but
I don't think Zach would. But he still has to get his cast approved.
Yeah, you know the wildest thing, Henry Cavill and Gina actually used to date.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, Henry does have good taste in women. I will admit.
And hopefully, we can get an animated Super Wonder movie so we can have wonderful taste in women.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Sparry, a plug for this week's Super Wonder Legacy.
Also, if they have Alpha Lanterns, I need one of them to be voiced by Anthony Hopkins.
Oh yeah, that's actually a good idea. Honestly, here's the problem with doing Alpha Lanterns. You have to do a crap ton of setup for Alpha Lanterns, dude. That's like 2 volumes of that omnibus deep.
Okay. Let's see some other Green Lantern casting. Kilowog, who would you have play?
Excellent question.
Sam Jackson?
No, because Sam Jackson's voice is a little too high for Kilowog.
Really, Michael Clark Duncan was just such a perfect pick for Kilowog.
He was, honestly, like, wow.
Rest in peace, big guy. Okay, Sinestro. Who would you cast as Sinestro?
Mark Strong.
Someone who hasn't been casted before as Sinestro.
Thomas Hiddleston.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I want to put Nolan North in here somewhere, like...
Actually, yes. Who would Nolan North play? Hal Jordan.
Yeah, I can see that. Where'd you put Tara Strong?
Harley. Well, actually, no. She's already being played by Margot
Okay.
Robbie.
Okay. Question. If Kevin Conroy was still alive, and we could put him into this universe, where would you have him be?
He would play. There would be a flashback to, like, Affleck before the final battle, reflecting on his life, and then he sees, and then he has, like, a dream, and he's, like, it's him as a kid, and I would have Conroy play Thomas Wayne.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays Thomas Wayne in the Snyderverse.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, I knew you were going there, I didn't want to interrupt.
Because they did that before, by the way. He played Thomas Wayne in the Court of Owls movie for the DC AMU.
Yeah, I think that was actually the plan at one point. He was supposed to play Flashpoint Batman, which would have been awesome. Imagine at Flashpoint we would have gotten Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne as Flashpoint Batman.
There's a lot I would do to fix that Flash movie.
Okay, we need to do a UTC where we rewrite Flash.
That's an excellent idea. But anyway, but in terms of back to our movie universe, by the way, next week's Under Two Capes is going to be, we're going to create the Snyderverse Limited. So there you go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
So, Batsis, I agree. So movie three is Metallo. They refer to the Justice League. You can make it like at the end of the movie, he like flies over DC and there's the Hall of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
He lands, the entire league is there, and they're like, and then what we could do is that the final shot of the movie, one of the lanterns crash lands in the middle of a Hall of Justice and says Darkseid is coming.
All right. Also, for this Legion of Doom movie, there needs to be a line that says, "Meanwhile, the Legion of Doom."
That would be Perry White. That would be Perry White. When they're referring to the Legion of Doom, suddenly they'd be like, "Meanwhile, the Legion of Doom."
Also, the opening shot needs to be a recreation of the super, because you know that if we're doing this in the 90s, like, this, we're in the 90s now. You know they're going to reference Super Friends. That's going to be what that's going to be like, just imagine, like, the live-action, like, Legion of Doom thing coming out of the water. That would be so cool.
The trailer can be voiced by the dude that voiced the intro for the Super Friends.
Oh.
And for fun, they can even play the same music in the trailer as they did for the opening of Super Friends.
Oh, geez. If Marvin appears, I'm out. Oh, dear God. Yeah, it's just so weird, like, seeing that, like kind of putting yourself in, like this time period mindset. Because you really have to, like, shift, like, okay, actors, references, and whatnot, you know.
What would the bat suit look like? Because I vote the gray and blue.
Actually, did you ever see, because you know Michael Keaton was supposed to be in Batman 3. Did you ever see his prototype suit? They actually were going to put him in the gray and the black, or in the blue.
Well, and remember, this is one of the good parts of the Flash. When he opens up that bookcase, you can see all the different bat suits. One of them is the blue and gray. And Jay Heat's here. What's up, dude?
Flame on. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. So Nick and I are basically creating a Christopher Reeves DC universe. Now, I've asked you to come up with a list of characters you think would work in the Christopher Reeves universe. Lay it on me.
Grant Gustin Flash. It can't be enough.
But they have to it essentially has to be played by actors that were around at that time.
Oh, okay. What would be a good Flash for the 70s and 80s? Not that many who could pull off Barry Allen.
Recent Bill Paxton.
He could pull it off. Recent Bill Paxton is Flash.
I said, by the way, Michael Biehn from Alien as Kyle Rayner.
Ooh, interesting choice. I would have gone with a Guy Gardner since he debuted around that time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Kyle Rayner has always been the most popular Green Lantern besides Hal.
True, but if you're going for at-time actors.
And by the way, we can't use Kyle Rayner, Nick, because Kyle was only brought in the 90s. So,
Jared, check Comics League chat.
Oh, yeah, I see. I'm sharing it right now.
Oh, Jay Heat just went out.
Okay. He'll come
like
back.
Like a flame, he shall return.
He shall return. So
yeah, but so that was gonna be Michael Keaton's Batman 3 suit. Like, that suit still exists, by the way. It still exists.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, but it would have been like fixed up and stuff.
But yeah, it's obvious. I think they were getting some BTAS inspiration with that.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, so it would have, honestly, I think it would have to be Hal, because I don't think Guy was around back then.
I think he was. I think he did exist.
Yeah, Guy debuted, I believe, in 85, and John Stewart debuted in the 70s.
Guy was actually in the 60s, 68. So yeah, so it'd be Guy Gardner. That's fine. But who else you got, Jay Heat?
Okay, Flash, maybe. Okay, Wonder Woman, especially. You can't, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Thank you. It's unanimous then, and we are doing a Super Wonder movie in this universe.
Yes, yes.
Like the opening shot of the Justice League movie, Jay Heat, is Clark walking into the Daily Planet to break up with Lois.
Hey, you want to you want to piss off the norm? Go ahead. That's
I'm going to piss off the people who have historically demonstrated that they don't support this content.
No. If you're going to do this, you got to do it properly. So Clark is breaking up with Lois, and he's like, and Lois is like, what kind of woman could be better than me? And all of a sudden, Linda Carter walks in, and it's like, Lois, may I introduce you to Miss Prince?
As she's walking by everyone, you see like all the Daily Planet guys like dropping papers because they're like stunned. Jimmy like turns around and actually snaps a photo. He's like
instinctively.
Instinctively, exactly.
And then like the last line is Margot Kidder saying, "My God, she's wonderful."
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, but these are chintzy movies. I can get away with these kind of lines.
They would say that, Nick. They would say that.
No. Margot Robbie says, "My God, what a wonderful woman."
Yeah, exactly. So, who else you got, Jay Heat? Because we said that we would take Keaton as Batman in this.
You kind of have to.
Because he's canon in the comics.
Okay, so Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, Pattinson, mm-hmm. Flash. Okay, I got two more. Aquaman wasn't really taken seriously during this time, so it's hard to find the right actor.
He wasn't even the hook hand Aquaman.
No, you didn't get the hook hand until like 92, 93.
Yeah, it was the 90s thing where he basically looked like Jason Momoa.
Oh,
I swear.
Oh, okay.
I would I would love if in the new Aquaman movie he gets the hook hand.
Okay. No. Hear me out. Sylvester Stallone as Aquaman.
He goes, "I am the king."
Okay. By the way,
God damn it.
Okay. Also, since like Hollywood has a history of casting wrestlers as big guys, what wrestlers from like the 80s and the 90s, like, because like I want to put Macho Man Randy Savage in the DC universe somewhere.
He plays Bane.
Joe Rogan.
No, you don't.
No, he wasn't back then.
Joe Rogan was active in like the 90s. So, like if we're doing late 90s, then Joe Rogan, like. Okay, that's a different conversation entirely.
I would love, by the way, if I were doing a Justice League movie now, I would definitely have Superman be a guest on Joe Rogan.
Oh, imagine Henry Cavill goes on Joe Rogan. We're all watching that episode.
Oh, yeah. We're streaming that one.
Oh, yeah.
But, I can still hear the theme in my head. Jesus Christ.
But no, like, I'm trying to think like Randy Savage, because he's a talker. So, like, I want a character that actually talks.
Okay, if we're going with Wally West Flash in a sequel, I could see.
No, he plays Guy Gardner.
Randy Savage likes to talk smack. He's not a blowhard, but Randy Savage.
No, guys, I got a good one for you. Mm-hmm. 80s Jim Carrey plays the Riddler.
Oh, you already did.
Okay, fine. I've been defeated by my own rules. Never mind.
Yeah, he already did. He literally
I mean, it's a decade younger, but it's pretty much the same performance.
But that's the key, Jay, because otherwise I would say Mark Hamill is the Joker, but we all know I can't go with that because that's the obvious choice. By the way, who plays the Joker?
I'd keep Nicholson as Joker.
Yeah, I would.
But he died! That's the thing!
Jared, you do realize that like they were plotting Batman Unchained in the early 2000s, and they were going to bring Nicholson back, so...
Yeah.
Also... Like, I think though, given the way he died, they very easily could have said, like, he came back for whatever reason.
They plus, put him in a comic, so pit.
There's a million reasons you can come
back. Can you imagine a Lazarus insane Joker?
Wait, wasn't there a storyline in the 2000s where the Lazarus pit made Joker sane for a few days?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure there was a storyline like that. Let us know in the comments.
And let's. And then we also had Orson Scott Card as Darkseid.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Because
but who would make a good 80s Aquaman? Like this is post Super Friends, so this is a very hard choice.
David Hasselhoff.
God damn it.
I mean, that works. Have you seen like 80s David Hasselhoff?
Pamela Anderson as Mara.
I mean, she'd certainly be like, even now she's a better choice than Amber Heard. So
yeah, honestly, that would work.
Imagine if they announce that for like Aquaman, Lost Kingdom or whatever, Mira is getting recasted to Pamela Anderson.
They can't because she's too old.
I know, but like just hilarious to tell.
That'd be interesting. Would we keep Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy?
Have to.
Because like
we're recasting.
No, also because that's a little bit later in the game. Because we're like early 90s, so you gotta remember. So we're kind of in like in the early 90s state. So we're talking sort of like those kind of actors. That's the frame of reference you gotta keep in mind.
Who would Arnold play? Because we're not putting him as Mr. Freeze.
Everyone. Cheers.
Actually, hear me out on this one. Arnold is Kilowog.
No.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Andre the Giant as Bane.
Have to.
That is excellent. And actually do Bane and not the monstrosity that was Batman and Robin.
We don't talk about
But Andre the Giant as Bane is perfect.
Nick, who would you cast as Huntress?
Ooh.
As the Huntress expert of our group.
Dear God.
This is a hard one.
This is gonna be the meme of the episode, but Phoebe Cates.
Everyone, yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, I realize I have a tendency to like latch onto a certain actor, or actress, and cast them everything.
Okay, I'm making an executive decision. Phoebe Cates cannot be involved in our cinematic universe. Who else you got?
All right, I'm done. She has to play at least one person.
All right, so Jay Hughes, who do you think would play Huntress?
Ooh. See, the early 90s market, a lot of actors either died off or retired during this time. So this is a very limited list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're doing this in, like...
Mid-90s, I'd have a bit more to work with. But 91 to 94, ooh.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of the legends from, like, the 30s and the 40s were dying off.
I have something...
Okay.
So I'm still trying to cast Nightwing, right? Casper Van Dien.
He could pull it off.
Johnny Rico.
He's too big. He's too big.
Ah, that's true.
He does have a larger frame. He does have a larger frame. So getting him in the Nightwing suit would be almost impossible.
That is true.
I could see him as Connor Kent, but I think that's a little bit too early for that.
Too soon.
Because Superman did actually, die in the later 90s. Actually,
no. Leonardo DiCaprio as Superboy.
We might as well make him Robin.
He could play a Nightwing.
Like Growing Pains era Leonardo DiCaprio. Because remember, he was on like the last few seasons of Growing Pains. And he was Ashley Johnson as Carrie Kelly Robin.
Get him out.
The voice actress?
She was an actress. Remember, she was on Growing Pains too.
But has she played this character before, Nick?
No.
Good.
The very fact that Carrie Kelly's live action debut went to such a rebrand show, and yes, you are gonna have to edit me out for this. It's a freaking travesty.
Yeah. Okay. Edit.
Don't worry. We are going to edit this out.
Don't worry. All right.
So, Jay Heat, this is your chance to get in your things.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So we already agreed on Green Lantern.
No, get in the things that Jared's going to edit out anyway.
No. Please don't do that.
Super.
Get your rest of your choices in. Who else would you cast, Jay Heat?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Who else would you cast, Jay Heat? I'm not going to ask again.
Okay, I'm done. All right. In all seriousness.
I take responsibility for that.
You should.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. But all right, Martian Manhunter. That's a hard one because this is still in the special effects era. This is pre CGI. So,
Michael Jackson.
No. He'd do it for free, but too scrawny.
No, he's a hard. He was a horrible actor.
Prince.
We're not putting singers in the universe, Nick.
Well, actually, now I'm thinking like, who to put David Bowie in because he is a good actor.
None of them, because we're not putting singers in the universe.
It would
Nick.
Put tickets. It will sell tickets.
David Bowie. Oh, but oh, Jared. No, I have the perfect actor for Green Arrow. Jeff Bridges.
He could pull it off.
Okay, that's actually a pretty solid choice for Green Arrow.
But like Tron era, Jeff Bridges, like a
yeah, that'd be great. I would love that.
Perfect. He's got the look. He's got.
And then when we make, and then he could cameo in Arrow now. They could just de-age him like they did in Tron because that worked out really well.
Yeah, but what
Jared, don't you dare insult my favorite movie.
No, I'm just saying the CGI for that particular de-age looked horrible.
It's pretty bad, not gonna lie. It's pretty
you
bad.
You can admit that.
Also, the thing you gotta remember, that was literally like the first time they've done something like that. So I give them a bit of a pass.
Still looks bad. Still looks bad.
But given that this was like the big first attempt at it, I have some sympathy. I give it some leeway.
Okay,
That's a fair point, Jared. That's a fair point. Come on.
Oh, you know what would be kind of funny? I want to put Peter Cullen as a voice for a character in the DCU. Who would he voice?
Red Tornado.
Red Tornado.
Tornado. So good.
I love how we all just like.
That'd be so good, and then he basically goes roll out when he turns into the tornado.
Or. Brainiac.
Oh, I can see.
No. Frank Welker is Brainiac.
I was about to say that, Nick. You stole my thunder.
I would argue.
Wait, did I steal your Johnny Thunder?
No, wait. Frank Walker as Steppenwolf.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, like Frank Welker is also Megatron, so yeah.
That is true. That. Yeah, he could pull it off. It's a dated choice, but he could pull it off.
I mean, we're in the 90s, so like we're in the 90s, so like I think passing Frank Welker is it's fine,
Jay Heat. It's fine,
it's fine.
And then, how many more movies? This will be my last thing. I think we should discuss before we wrap up. How many of these movies would we do before we wrap up the universe? Because already we have 3 Superman movies. And by the way, so Jay Heat, the plot of Superman 3 in our universe is that it's they're fighting Metallo, and then that's the movie where we basically make references to the Justice League, and then it ends with a shot of the Hall of Justice.
See, here's the thing. I probably ended around 99, and then this is my universe, so I can do what I want. So
our
basically,
universe, Nick.
In 2002, you do Superman Flyby, directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Henry Cavill and Amy Adams.
Actually, you can't do that because I still want those two actors in Zack Snyder.
Wait, I thought Henry Cavill debuted as an actor in the mid 2000s, not early 2000s.
He actually almost got the part for Superman Flyby. Amy Adams actually auditioned twice. She lost out for Superman Flyby and Returns. And there's actually a picture from 2002 of Henry Cavill doing a screen test. In the Superman scene.
Yeah. We've shown it a lot on the show.
Must have been before I joined. But,
I mean on previous episodes of the show.
Okay. But, all right. Who would play a good... We never decided who would be a good Martian Manhunter.
That's a tough one. Because that's a voice role, when you think about it. That's a voice role.
It's a makeup role.
Peter Cullen has the voice, but he does not have the facial structure.
I'm trying to think.
Max Headroom, the actor for Max Headroom.
Mm-hmm.
He could pull it off.
He has the facial structure. He has a voice. He could because you got to have an actor who's used to being in makeup. So,
like I said, this is a hard choice. This is before special effects really hit their prime and pre CGI. So. This is a hard choice.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, Rick Flagg is played by Pierce Brosnan.
Sweet. But we're Sweet. Let's make a Martian Manhunter our last casting before we wrap up.
Okay. Right. What about Black Canary? God.
We already decided on that one, didn't we?
Already did that one.
Oh, okay.
Martian Manhunter. Let's go. What would be a good one? See, we did. We already cast Paxton. We already cast Bean. I'm just going through all the actors we've gone through so far that I know of.
It's like all five 80s movies that you're familiar with.
Because remember, I'm not as old as you are, Nick.
That is like your response to everything. Get some new material, brother.
It's my show. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Wait, who's the actress who played Vicky Vale in 89?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Thank you.
Michelle Pfeiffer did not play Vicky Vale.
Yeah, she did. Oh, no.
She was Catwoman, you idiot.
Okay.
No, that's a Freudian slip right there.
It was Kim Basinger.
Yes, Kim Basinger. Wow, Nick.
What about, Black Canary as played by Sean Young.
I could see that.
I could see that. By the way, I just want to say this for all of Comics League history. Remember, Nick, who's supposedly the biggest fan of Michael Keaton's Batman, said that the Michelle Pfeiffer played Vicky Vale.
Also, in my defense,
I just want to really emphasize that.
Jared, in my defense, as soon as I realized a mistake, you notice how I instantly correct myself and said, Kim Basinger. No, I did.
Hang on.
I did.
Go for the playback.
Nick, hang on. Because remember, I said, because you said...
I was the first one to say Kim Basinger.
Wait, Nick, stop. I'm talking now. Remember... You said Michelle Pfeiffer, and I was like, whoa, wait a second.
And I realized I was wrong, and then I
said she didn't play that.
Yes, and then I said Kim Basinger.
Yeah,
which is the correct choice.
I did correct myself. No, you got it first. I just want to establish that.
You pointed out that I was wrong, which I was, and then I immediately said Kim Basinger. I chose the wrong person, but she was still there in the memory banks.
Okay. It doesn't make it any less humorous. That's the point I'm making here. But I think Arnold is the best we're gonna get of the actors available for Martian Manhunter.
He just doesn't have the voice.
No,
but there's not
no,
that
Arnold
many.
Too big.
But there's not that many we can go for. And first off, Martian Manhunter can get pretty jacked.
Jared, there's plenty of people. You're just too young.
That's true.
You've only seen five movies from the 80s, so your pool of actors.
I've seen Navy SEAL. I've seen a lot more than you think.
Okay, you've seen six movies. Okay, that's
Nick, stop trying to quantify how many 80s movies I've watched.
It's still not enough. Whatever you say, it's because obviously your pool of actors.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I could see him playing John Jones.
Good luck.
Yes, exactly. I think he could play a really dope...
I mean, and plus, because Martian Manhunter is always a character that I always, associate with having, an epic voice. And who better than literally the voice of God?
Oh, yeah. And then what they could do... one of the lines is when Martian Manhunter goes, it was at that moment, Darkseid knew he messed up.
Oh, dear God.
So that's our universe. And yeah, I would say three. See, we already have three movies. So how many more until we end the 90s, until end of 99?
By the time we get to 99, I could easily see this being a 10 to 15 movie arc.
I mean, most movies average a 2 to 3 year cycle in between movies. And that's on the best of times. Some movies, you can wait as much as 5 years in between movies. But in the 90s, it was shortening. And by the 2000s, you were getting onto a 2 year cycle between sequels. And I think that's kind of still where we're at right now. So 2 to 3 years is basically your average. So unless if you're running one movie at a time, if you're doing multiple movies a year, doing an MCU thing, I could see anywhere between 5 and 10 movies before the decade is out. Like, if you're averaging like 2 to 3 movies a year, like, you know, your big event movie once every 3 years, and then like every so often you do like a Superman, Batman movie kind of thing. Basically doing what the MCU did, but in the 90s. I could definitely see you getting 10 movies by 99.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say that. And then it ends with the final Darkseid movie. We'd have some Superman movies. We'd have a Superman Wonder Woman movie in there. We'd have a bunch of Batman movies in there.
I got one last casting. This is my Tim Drake casting. And this is for like the 99 movie. Jake Lloyd.
Let me see.
Wait.
I just casted Anakin.
No. I got a better one. The character he works best as. Hang on. The character he works best as, unfortunately, was not created, because I could cast him as Damian Wayne, because he's just as annoying. Anakin as a kid in episode one is just as annoying as Damian Wayne.
Wait. I got one better for you. Hayden Christensen in 99. As Tim Drake. He was active as an actor.
He could play a good Nightwing, honestly.
Easily.
No. Imagine it's like 2002 and no. Hayden Christensen plays Robin and then he becomes Nightwing.
Yeah, exactly. But that I could definitely see that working out really well.
But even if we factored what happened with Phantom Menace, if he somehow continued acting after the fan expectation and the ridicule from Phantom Menace, by the time Damien debuted in 2006 and would have gained mainstream prominence, Jake Lloyd would have already aged out for a character.
No, like I that. Know. If Damien were around at that time, I would cast him as Damien. But the funny part is that because we know Hayden Christensen can pull off a mullet, so he can be 90s Nightwing, Nick. He could be the Chuck Dixon Nightwing.
Oh, wait. Imagine Frankie Muniz as Damien.
Oh, he could pull it off.
That. I could see that.
I'm literally imagining that right now.
Oh. Bryan Cranston as Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's very clear that we have a lot. I think we'd have a lot better luck casting if we did this in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think.
Yes.
I could do that. We I may agree. Do that on a future Under Two Capes episode, because I could do that because I was alive at that point.
Yeah, I think we all would have a much bigger pool of like the actors we know of from like the late 90s, early 2000s. Because remember, we can cast Henry Cavill in something because he was active.
Well, we know he would play Superman, so there you go.
But it would have to be after 06, because we still have to acknowledge.
Who would Ben Affleck play? That's a good question. Maybe Daredevil. Batman?
Daredevil during this time?
Maybe Batman? Can you imagine he plays Batman and then Marvel's version of Batman?
Okay. Now I'm trying to think, like, late 90s or 2000s. Who would I have to play Batman?
Can Conroy pull off live action?
I wouldn't. I think he's...
Not in a movie. Best.
Not in the movie. Maybe a miniseries or a CW crossover.
Clive Owen as Batman.
Ooh. He would have to lose the accent, but I could see that.
I mean, that's easy for him. That's easy.
That's easy for him because to play Batman, you have to be a dark person.
Keira Knightley as Catwoman.
Oh my gosh. Are you basically looking? Okay. Wait, Nick. Honest question. Are you looking at the IMDb for the King Arthur movie that came out around that time period?
I was thinking about that.
There you go. I told you.
By the way, that's actually a really good movie. Wait. Please.
In which that's a fantastic movie by Joel Edgerton. Who would he play?
Is that
Green Arrow.
What about the guy who went on to play Mr. Fantastic? He was in King Arthur. He was Lancelot, I think.
Keanu Reeves as John Constantine. Yes.
That would never work. There's no way that would be a cult classic movie. And we'll do one more. Who would that dude from Fantastic Four play that would play Lancelot?
Because he's a good actor, I think. By the way,
remember, Nick.
He was in Titanic, by the way, as well. So
Nick.
He goes,
I gotta kill a wog. The dude who plays Bors in King Arthur.
Also, Clive Owen would make for really good Sinestro too.
Oh, obviously. Oh yes.
Yeah. No, wait. The Lancelot guy plays Sinestro.
Nah.
Okay, we really need to make this like a separate episode because like there's a lot of good picks for this.
There's a lot of
Make this a two-part.
We'll take the cast from other movies and cast them as DC characters.
Okay.
And then I'll make a subsequent video saying about why they actually are those characters but with time travel and the witness protection program, they become superheroes.
Like early 2000s, Natalie Portman as Huntress.
Yes.
I mean, have seen Leon,
except she plays Earth 2 Huntress.
Helena Wayne. God, I can't talk.
It's all good.
But if you want to cram Earth 2 Saga in there, you can.
That wasn't until the new 52, so that's decades away. So,
oh, by the way, I just have one more casting.
All right, one more, and then we'll wrap up.
John Stewart is played by Michael Jai White.
Oh, yes.
Has to. Spawn.
He could still do Michael Jai White, honestly.
That would be so funny. He could still do it because that would be fantastic.
Michael Jai White could still play Jon Stewart. Like, seriously. Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen he was Bronze Tiger in the Arrowverse, by the way.
And he was actually that was one of the castings I liked. So on that note, everyone, we're going to wrap this up. This was a pretty all-over-the-place episode, but that's what Comics League is. We got in our Zack Snyder reference. We started a new trend, which would probably be a couple episodes worth of stuff. So the way we're going to do this,
as it were,
the way we're going to do this is that next week's Under Two Capes episode is going to be if the Snyderverse is an animated thing, how are we going to turn it into Snyderverse Unlimited? And but by the way, Nick, thank you for that title. And the episode after that is going to be casting late 90s, early 2000s actors as DC characters.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to go around. Nick, where can one find you and what have you got coming out?
All right. So tomorrow I will be doing a Jaredless episode of the Friday Night Frenzy.
Remember, this is being released on Friday. So technically tonight, air quotes.
Well, tonight you can find a Jaredless episode because I'm having a good time. Sorry. Okay. So yeah, tonight you'll find a Jaredless episode of Friday Night Frenzy. We'll get our wrong chips on. And then Saturday I'll be doing my Spider-Man playthrough with Jared, and I'm sure he'll punish me for all of my infractions that I incur on the Friday Night Frenzy.
Oh, trust me, it's just one more day of doing that.
I'll be making
Nick pay for his past sins.
Speaking of past sins, on Wednesday we'll be releasing part 2 of the Sins Past live stream. We might actually make that a regular thing. The jury's still out on that. We're still kind of debating. Still need to talk about that.
I know, but it's something I'm going to explore for my channel because there's plenty of great stories that I would love to read, and then I could do it for Super Wonder Legacy with Brit.
By the way, Jared, speaking of which, I need to talk to you about that afterwards the stream. But
yeah, no problem.
But yeah, so Avatar on Monday, and then Comics Watch. We will be reviewing, and Jared, I haven't told you this yet, but we will be reviewing the Phoenix Saga.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
Roll the intro. You have to.
Okay, you know what? Yes.
I am Phoenix.
Thank you.
Yeah. Literally, by the way, this is the first, like, we had discussed it, but, like, this is literally the first time Jared's hearing the confirmation, so.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't even know that was the last episode. I was like, I wonder what we're going to talk, because I had suggested we do Marvel DC, or, like, get Image. In other words, we change publishers each week. So I was like,
I do listen to you sometimes.
I wish you did it all the time, but that's a discussion for another stream.
I'll think about it. So, yeah.
So Jay Heat, do you want to talk about what we did in God Killer 2?
Electric Boogaloo?
Yes. Oh, it was a Boogaloo, stop. Nick.
Don't let the government hear that.
God damn it.
I'm going to give you guys a hint to tease it. Wonder Woman gets quite rageful.
We'll work on that, Jared. We'll work on that. But yes, let's just say it's the death of an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh yeah, people die in our universe.
So Jiggy, would you say you've reached quite the milestone?
No, not that icon, icon.
None. milestone characters in New Directions.
We can bring them in. We can definitely bring them in. I'd be totally fine with that.
Because I already got Static Shock set up for when we cover Young Justice Invasion. So.
And then I want to bring in some Wildcats characters.
Yeah, but only like three work even after the acquisition in the New 52. That's Midnighter, Apollo, and maybe Grifter. Everyone else barely can carry a
book. I would bring in Voodoo, Midnighter, Apollo, and Grifter. That's it.
But yes, we are. Now, you are going to get the tie-ins for Godkiller 2 and a few video ideas that take place before Godkiller 2. But after that, season one will have wrapped up, and then we'll take a brief break, maybe 1 or 2 months, to set up the debate ideas for season two. Soul Tour playthroughs are still a thing coming up on the channel. And also, Wasted Potential. You guys were very receptive on the Snyderverse Wasted Potential I did about 2 weeks ago. So I'll definitely make that a series. And just be on the lookout.
Sweet. So as for Comics League, on Monday is the latest episode of Super Wonder Legacy, where Britt and I build an entire cinematic universe surrounding our favorite power couple. On Wednesday, I may not do an indie review on Wednesday. I still have stuff to figure that out, because on Friday, I will be doing an interview with the writers of the book Boobs of Steel. That's a fantastic title. But I previously got to talk to them on Nick's stream, and that was really fun. And yeah, remember, really cool people. Real quick, Alita Army, you better show up Saturday, because we're talking Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah, but yeah, you need to have that.
I'm gonna make that stream, Nick. But so we're doing Alita Battle Angel, and then tonight, I'm saying tonight because this would go up on Friday for Comics League Dark. We will be discussing the absolute dumpster fire that is Warner Brothers, because they're being torn apart right about now. But on that note, everyone, stay heroic. Drop in the comment below what characters you would want to see in the Christopher Reeve Superman universe. And Tavia, I know you're gonna say John Kent. So, more power to you. On that note, everyone, stay working. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.